Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts.
Patrick, man, you got your shirt tucked in today. You got a whale on your shirt.
I know, man. I thought you were going to call me out for this. I had a meeting that got moved to a more area where I needed to dress a little bit nicer this afternoon.
So you changed clothes?
I did. I took my hat off.
I actually have two changes of clothes in my car.
This time I didn't have it in my car, but typically you kind of got to be prepared. You never know.
Oh, you've been hanging out at the house this morning?
I just saw you like 30 minutes ago at the office.
I know how that works.
But I did run home and change. You did.
So what is your formal meeting?
We are meeting. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say it at this point.
Well, then don't say it.
I won't.
Don't jinx it.
I don't want to jinx it. I'll tell you during the break.
I do want to know.
I know. You don't know how bad I want to tell you right now.
Can the audience know on Sunday?
I don't know.
Don't jinx it.
I don't want to jinx it.
Goodness gracious. Always trying to jinx our luck.
we need all the help we can get. You know that.
We do need luck.
I think most people do, but it's okay. We'll admit it.
I find myself saying this all the time. Everything's hard, man.
Everything is more difficult
than
anything
we always say. We haven't said this in a long time on the radio. We're always in the seventh round of a Mike Tyson heavyweight fight. We're not Mike Tyson.
We're Glass Joe. That's right. I actually said that to somebody this morning at breakfast, our friend Matt that you play golf with at Carolina Golf Club. And I think I told him it was like the ninth round.
Wow. So that sounds more painful than the seventh.
We made it two more rounds.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, we do say that quite a bit.
And then you also say that from the outside looking in, everybody thinks we're on easy street and it's all good. Everybody thinks you got $5 in your wallet.
Well, let me ask you this. Out of all the people that you talk to at YPO, how many of them have told you, man, this just was so easy?
My wife. She's like, thank you, Trent. You make life so easy for me.
That is not true.
That poor woman. Nah. I love you, baby. I'm going to give you a shout out.
That's nice.
That is good.
Well, you got a pink paperclip in front of you today, too. I caught that. Did you bring that with you?
I got a couple.
You don't see many pink paper clips. I'm just saying.
I mean, we're in TJ's office.
You down with the pink paper clips?
I got a bunch of colorful stuff at my house. I mean, you know.
You have three girls, sure.
Yeah. But I got a brood.
A what?
I saw Rowan. I'm going to brag on Rowan. She showed me her grades last night. She was doing her homework. And now you know everything's different than when we were in school. You waited for that paper report card and daddy come home with his belt out. But she showed me her grades. She's got, and these are her third quarter grades up to date. And she had a 97, a 98, a 99, and four 100s.
Goodness gracious.
That's her grade. I said, dang, you are my girl.
No. See, like when we were coming up, you tried your best to put like a line through the middle of the D to try to make it look like an A if you could erase the bottom of it.
You cheated?
No.
My devotion told me this morning to be a man of high integrity. Yeah. Sounds like you weren't on that track.
I didn't do that, but I was kind of referring to this joke. Is the kind of grades that we probably had coming up. You were probably had better
had
grades
some,
than me.
I had some pretty good grades, but I didn't have like
not hundreds.
Hundreds in my class. I was flawed in some certain endeavors.
You know, she might want to keep her eyes open. There might be somebody that's keeping an eye on her. She's killing that bell curve with the hundo.
You think somebody's going to take her out? We going Nancy Kerrigan? Come on, man. These kids don't – that's devious. You in a bad spot today. Goodness gracious.
Nah, it's all good.
Wow. Are they going to come in and work on her brain?
I don't think they're going to do that.
They're going to do some mind tricks?
I'm just saying, man. We had people like me relied on that bell curve.
You silly. Come on, man.
Yeah.
So what have we got today?
We got your buddy Colin. I just met him.
Colin Jackson.
Colin Jackson.
A true entrepreneur. I say that a lot on this show. And I will say, Colin and I met recently at Tom Donaldson's office, Phil Bushy's office.
Yeah, okay.
These guys that have been on the show before. And they had a party that they try to do every so often. It's the first one I've been to. I've been to their office several times. But it's kind of like an incubator of relationships, which I think is wonderful. And out of all the people there, somehow Colin and I got holed up together and started talking. And guy's wonderful personality, wonderful demeanor, but a wonderful story as well. And then we played golf and flourished it more. And I started talking about you need to come on the radio, and he's a willing participant. And I'm very excited. And he's 34 years old. I get that right?
That's right.
Dang, you're not on the mic yet, whippersnapper.
Got him.
And the other guy we played with was 21 years old, actually.
21 years old.
Makes me feel really old.
Yeah. And you're older than me.
But I had another guy play with us that was older. I always got to have that one. In the middle. Charles Blevins.
There you go. So, 21-year-old entrepreneur.
He's a senior at Villanova, actually, the 21-year-old. His brother, the middle child, works for Tom Donaldson at their office. We call him Wildcat. And this was his little brother was home. I met him the same night he was home from college on spring break, and I thought it was really cool. Cameron Riley is his name. He spent his week home from Villanova with his family, hanging out with his brother and his parents. That was commendable, actually. I'm going to talk a little bit behind his back. Wants to get into the real estate business, so going to graduate this year. Whole family's gone to Villanova, all three sons and the dad. And Villanova lost in the tournament while I was hanging out with them. Made me feel real good because Carolina had already lost.
You talking about the Big East.
I'm a little disappointed in Tar Heels. I don't know if turning down the NIT is the best-looking thing to do. I mean, don't you think the seniors want to play another game?
I would think or two? So, yeah.
Well, that's just my opinion. We'll let Roy handle that. I mean, Hubert handle that. Oh, dang, that was even worse.
That was a dagger.
That was on purpose. All right, we got Colin Jackson. When we return, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good morning. Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. If you missed the first segment, go back. You can check us out on podcasts or anywhere where you can download talk radio.
But Patrick, I want to clear this up. We were cutting up in the first segment. Uh-oh. You are a man of high integrity. You really are. Reagan's going to listen to this show and give me a hard time about that.
No, it's okay. I appreciate that, Reagan. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I will.
I appreciate it.
So our guest here, Colin Jackson. What's up, man?
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How you doing, buddy?
I had no idea that what I was getting myself into today.
That's exactly how we want to set it up.
You're a pretty laid-back guy. Yeah.
I was thinking just a little microphone in your office, but we're in a little studio here.
We're at WBT, man.
We got TJ Boggs on the horn over here.
What is
man?
WBT's the legend Charlotte studio?
100 plus years, yeah. It's got
TV,
a lot of
radio, everything, man. Rush Limbaugh, come on. He's not around anymore.
God rest his soul. No.
My dad, you say that guy angry. Oh man, so Colin, you grew up in? Did you grow up in the Northeast?
I grew up in Maryland.
You grew up in Maryland, and you went to Maryland.
I went to Maryland, yep.
And you say you got one class to finish at Maryland.
Uh-oh, you stuck on that.
I think it's pretty good. You are let's talk about it, an entrepreneur through and through. So tell us about this.
Man, I guess I'll apologize to my dad right now for not finishing that last class.
You said that the other day.
Oh, how did it start?
I just want to know what made you. Why didn't you finish college?
Yeah.
So my dad, he was an entrepreneur of the family. So I grew up with that. Got to see all aspects of it, the ups and downs. So he had a hair salon, ironic, you know. So he ran a hair salon, most successful hair salon in the town.
Really?
Pretty small town, so there's maybe two or three, so most successful. But it got me in a lot of trouble because I'd be around town and he knew everyone. But it was also it was great to see my dad growing up and learning about what he does, and I guess it all started with me going in there and helping him out, sweeping some floors, earning 25 cents for that. You know, seeing kind of how he does business, and then you know, he was always influencing me to go out and make some money. Well, you know, go cut the grass for neighbors. And one day, we lived on a golf course. We were the poorest people on this place. We happened to get this property before the course even started.
I thought you had some swing juice when you were a kid. Kind of like you, Patrick, you caddy.
Yeah.
He says that as he beat me last week pretty bad.
I just got hot at the end.
On the, whoa.
I got lucky.
That is, all right, we'll talk about that later. Yeah. But yeah.
Offline.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Mr. 4-3.
One of the things that I started out with, you know, the golf pro was like, hey, you know, as many balls as you want to bring here, I'll give you 25 cents per ball. And so for about a week and a half, I brought in, you know, four 5-gallon buckets of balls. And he looked at me and he wasn't expecting me to bring all those balls in. And he paid me out a few hundred bucks, and he's like, man, I don't know if we could do this again, but
you broke you.
and you know, I think I made a couple hundred bucks there, and my dad had this old Toyota pickup truck, and he parked right next to this this sign. And as we were pulling out and as I was counting all my money, my dad side-scrapes that entire sign on the side of his truck. And so I'll never forget that. That was – you know, my start of my entrepreneurial spirit.
So you cost your dad and more than you made?
I cost my dad money.
So he did that because he was so surprised by how much money you had? Is that, he looked over and was like, oh.
I don't know. I have no idea, but he remembers that cost. But we had that truck for, till it died, and it had that little long streak of.
I've done that a couple times. Yeah. I got a couple of those war wounds.
Yeah, it's all good.
No, but my dad was, you know, the influence behind my entrepreneurial spirit. He was, you know, he was always there for me, coaching my soccer team, you know, coaching our track team, always pushing me to go out there and make some money. So he got me hooked up with a couple of my neighbors, and, you know, I started following this one guy around and painting houses, you know, anything like painting houses, changing toilets out, fixing faucets, and he had about 15 houses in College Park. So I'd go around with this guy, and he was a retired engineer. He retired around 45, and I'd just follow him sit in the truck, and we'd talk about business. And, you know, literally all we talked about on that ride was money. And it was not just about making money, but, you know, how to invest it, things like that. So
wow.
I got lucky growing up, with my dad and with my mentor, Mr. Parsons. So that it just kind of kept going from there.
So you go to Maryland. What did you study?
I studied economics.
Yep. I'm an economics major. That's why we hit it off so well. And you're towards the end of your career. When did you get this bug to start this business?
So I was focusing on going into financial advising because that's what my dad ended up doing. He sold his business and went into financial advising. He knew everybody in the town, and he was
makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was really successful with that. So I thought I'd follow him with that, and you know, it just wasn't for me. And I figured that out at the end of my college career and decided, you know, I was going to try to do something else. And my buddy's dad He used to work for Orkin Pest Control, and him and I, my buddy Eugene Shuttle, we decided, you know, we're gonna start a business, and based on insulation work, crawl space insulation, because his dad worked for Orkin, and he would sub out all that work to the, just these random companies. And so Eugene and I said, okay, let's start a business together. So we called it C&E Insulation, and we made this flyer. We had no clue what insulation really was, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. We knew you got to put it in a wall or in
our value, man.
Yeah, exactly. We figured all that out. Our value, our 19. You know.
So you started this business and it took off?
Yeah. So Eugene and I, Eugene was also
going to. He was the E in C&E? Yeah,
that's right.
Okay, Colin.
Yep. So Eugene was, he was going to get into finance as well, but during that time it was pretty hard to get jobs in finance. We're coming out. We're in 2010.
10, 11, give or take, yeah.
Mm. Yep. So we started this company up. We started cold calling people, Orkin and Terminix. And on a Tuesday, we got a call from this guy, Mike McVeigh, and he's like, "Hey, I'm from Orkin in Chesapeake, Virginia. Can you come down and do a job for us?" And we should, you know, sure, yeah.
He's like, "Oh my word,
yeah, of course
we can."
Yeah, so we'll be there and we'll do it. So we went down. We had I had my grandfather's old Volvo station wagon. So we went down there, and we went to a insulation contractor, and we said, "Hey, how do we do this? Can we buy some insulation from you?" And so we went down and we did the, you know,
no way. That's a great story.
These guys, you know. Two finance guys were crawling around a crawl space trying to remove insulation. You know, that morning I had jumped in, you know, to open the gate to get into this job, and a dog bit me on the hand. So that was the start of the day. And then we're crawling around in this crawl space and, you know, pulling out insulation. There's rats everywhere. It was the most disgusting
job. Yeah, I spent a lot of time in the crawl space as a teenager. We talked about that earlier. You had never really done that.
No. We had no idea what we got ourselves into. Halfway through, we're like, let's go back to the hotel. So we did, and then we kind of got our stuff together, and we were able to go find a couple other guys to help us the next day. We went in there and knocked it out, and the branch manager came by and said, "You guys did a good job." We said, "We're really sorry it took us so long." He goes, "Colin, it takes us 7 days to do this job. You guys did it in 2 days.
Goodness
he
gracious.
He goes, "When can you do three more?"
Wow.
Wow. That's crazy.
All right. This is
a great time.
I want to know, we're going to take a break. Colin, will you stick around? I want to know how your insulation business is doing today. Will you hang tight with us?
Sure.
You're listening to Colin Jackson on the At Home with Roby show. We'll be back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services, along with Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. Trent, what a story.
I mean, really.
You kind of teed me up last week a little bit about this, but this is not what I was expecting.
Well, he's so young, you notice he was in college. It was 2010.
Yeah.
Okay. 1976.
But
you know, you hear all these stories. It's the best time to start a business is in a real debacle recession, you know. So kind of in hindsight, you know, that's how it looks. I'm sure that wasn't what y'all were thinking. Y'all were just out here trying to grind and make a little money. We say Catch Me If You Can, that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah,
you know.
Great movie.
So you figured it out. You had a little grit. You got under that crawl space, did a 7-day job in 2 days, went out and found some help. That's pretty good. I wouldn't have done that. I'd have just killed myself. So did the glass, was this old school insulation, this the pink stuff?
Yeah, the pink stuff, the nice itchy stuff.
Kind of like this paper clip. I got it on my table.
That's a fiberglass paper clip.
So did the fiberglass make you itch a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
We got that in common. I insulated a lot of Dilworth houses when I was a kid. Did you go wash with cold water or hot water?
Well, one guy told us hot water, and that actually makes you itch even more.
It holds the glass in. It closes your pores. Our superintendent, Ken Laney, God rest his soul, was my boss back then and told me the first time to go home and take a hot shower to get the glass out of you, and it locks it in for about 3 days. You know, you gotta become a man somehow.
That's a rite of passage.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you did this first job, you and Eugene, the key to CNE, and you knocked this out. So then I guess the work started flowing in. You got more work?
Yeah, the work started flowing in, which is one of the reasons why I didn't finish my last class. So it got so busy that I decided to move down to Virginia Beach, and my buddy Eugene ended up going off and getting a job with Deutsche Bank at the time. Now he runs, you know, extremely successful business with helping addicts with opioid problems. So,
oh wow,
he's killing it up in Maryland.
Man,
I think they're doing about $40 million in revenue today.
God bless
so
him.
He's killing it. He's killing it. So him and I are still best friends. Talk all the time. Talk about our ideas and good dude. But so what I did is I stayed in that business, moved to Virginia Beach, and got Virginia Beach work in, Chesapeake work in, some Terminex companies, and we did all their subcontracting work. So that year we did about $550,000 in revenue. And it kind of just kept evolving. We started using these like really, really big bags. We would vacuum out attic insulation, and it would go into these 4x6 foot bags, and we would take that and dispose of it. But these bags were about $30 a piece, so I said, you know, let me just figure out how to make these on my own. So I ordered a bunch of this fabric from China. And so, you know, lo and behold, this pallet shows up on my front step with six rolls of polypropylene. So I'm like, all right, so this is good fabric, you know, this is better than the fabric that we were using, and it's stronger because those bags were always ripping. So we got these new the fabric, and so I said, well, I guess I got to figure out how to make them.
Sew them together, yeah.
Yeah, so I found a seamstress on Craigslist. She showed up on the back of a motorcycle from this guy, and we started chatting, and she's like, yeah, you know, I can make them for about $5 a bag. So basically what we did is she lived in Norfolk, I lived in Virginia Beach, and we would meet halfway, and I'd give her, you know, these polypropylene rolls, and she would next week we would meet up, and she'd give me the bags, I'd give her more rolls. And so we were doing that. It was supplying our insulation business. We were using about 150 to 200 a week.
Huh.
And then I got to thinking, I was like, you know what? You know, I think I could make this a little better, more streamlined. So I brought her and another person into the warehouse, and we started turning them out. And we had a lot of excess supply. So we started... It was insulationvacuumbags.com, and this was in 2012, and I just made that domain name. I it was so bad, but for some reason, I don't know how, you know, with the Google AdWords, it just organically it popped up to the top, and I started cold calling, and later that year we were selling 50,000 bags.
Goodness gracious!
You know, we ended up having to outsource to China.
About static. I wouldn't think she could make all those by hand. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
We kept her on, you know, helping with the sales and everything like that, and packaging. So we shipped out of Virginia Beach, and we were killing it. We were selling a 4x6 foot polypropylene bag.
Wow.
Yep.
So are you still doing insulation, or now you're just in the bag business?
I am completely out of both. I exited that bag. I kind of just sold off the assets of the insulation business. I wish I would have known that I could have sold a company then. I could have done pretty well. And then in 2017, I sold the bag business. And before I sold the bag business, I was already tied in with Orkin and Terminex pretty well. And so we created a sensor that goes on a mouse trap, and what that sensor does is when you catch a mouse, it sends you a notification via text.
Got so, one.
So you yeah. So you sold your first business, which was the bag business, which evolved from the insulation in 17, and then you had all these relationships. You're like, how do I vertically integrate this relationship? And you created a true mousetrap.
Yep, we created a better mousetrap.
A better mousetrap.
Is that what you call it?
and it's a sensor.
Brilliant if it is.
Yeah, it's a, yeah. What's the name of that business?
That was called Trap Tech.
Trap Tech?
That's a lot better, yeah.
And you, that was, I mean, are you not in this business anymore?
We exited that in 2019.
I mean, I'm telling you, this dude is an entrepreneur now.
Unbelievable.
So you figured out how to sell a business now?
I think I figured it out, yeah.
You want to go back, claw back, and get those installation assets you had?
I wish I could.
See if you could get a little better return on them?
Yeah, well, that's crazy.
So in 2017, you started this mousetrap sensor, and in 2019, you had it excitable enough in volume. Was it the volume or was it the potential?
So I actually I started the mousetrap sensor development in 2015, and you know, figured out how to build it. I failed 1,000 times over on how to build it, because I had no idea how technology worked. So I kind of developed it, finally perfected the product. In about 2017, that's when we launched, and I licensed it to the largest trap manufacturer of mousetraps, and they took it. I helped them launch it. We got it into a bunch of different pest control companies, and then they asked to buy out the entire business. So,
are they using it today?
Yep. Yep.
That makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's they're using a lot of food processing facilities.
Oh, really? Okay, so commercial.
I have a recent ant problem in my house. Can you help me with this?
Build an ant trap.
I've never had ants in my whole life. It's in my heated floor in my master bathroom.
We get them in our house. Yeah, this little sugar
ants. I don't know
ants.
If one of my kids spills, you know, I don't know what they spill, but I don't know. I can't get rid of them with the heated floor.
You try to burn them up?
Ant traps don't work good. Be a lot of beeping every time an ant hit it.
Oh yeah,
ding 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 ding. Yeah, it'd be bad.
And these little ants don't bother anybody. Let them.
So were you guys like? I mean, were you going to pest control conferences and things like that? Like kind of peddling this thing?
Yeah, we joked around. We called it Pest Fest. Yeah. one year we were in Seattle and we ran around. We ran around the side streets and we would kick trash bins and see how many rats would come out.
And rats would scurry.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, dude. It was called Pest World. We did a couple of those trade shows.
This.
But, we moved on from that. We're now building out a couple different sensors. It's kind of all the same technology. It's a sensor, and when it detects an event, it sends you a message, and you can manage it on a platform.
So you've taken this sensor industry. It's applicable to other products.
Exactly.
In the home space, I'm sure.
Yep, the home space. We're focusing on leak detection now with a blend
leak
of...
Leak detection.
Yeah, with insurance. So to be able to reduce water damage claims.
That's it. Colin, will you stick around for the last segment? We don't do this too often, but I got a couple more questions.
Sure, you got it.
All right, Colin Jackson, when we return, with all kind of things.
That's right.
In his life. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services, along with Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. TJ just blew my eardrums.
We are your host.
We are your host.
I mean, he's playing some good tunes
today.
He
is playing good tunes.
He always plays good tunes.
No, Trent, this is a wonderful show.
Isn't
I have to say,
crazy?
We have Colin Jackson here.
Dude.
Insulation. You're talking about automatic.
He evolved his insulation.
Yeah.
Didn't know what he was doing, but he was gritty.
That's all right.
Got under that crawl space and itched a little. Evolved that business into a bag manufacturing business.
To a bag manufacturing.
And utilized his resources and subbed out stuff to China. It's very impressive.
Exit that,
then started the Better Mouse Trap sensor.
Trap Tech.
Couple years exited that. That's crazy.
And now we need to get to find out.
I can't do anything in a couple of years. I can lose hair in a couple of years. I'm good at that. Can you help me with that?
Gain
we
some talked weight.
A little bit about
yeah.
that.
Have you seen my head?
It looks good.
It's starting.
You got very dark hair.
I'm losing hair very quickly.
Well,
Well,
two kids will do that.
I told you earlier.
Two kids. We
I told
talk
you
about
earlier
kids,
in our office that I can't ever do Rogaine because if I ever go broke, I won't be able to pay for my Rogaine. My hair will go fall out in a month. Everybody will be like, "What the hell happened? Did you go?"
I'm pulling my hair out.
I was like, "Oh, man, I was insulating my buddy's crawl space.
It was tough.
My hair's all gone."
Yeah.
So you told me this when we were hanging out playing golf. You said you were worried after you exited these two businesses. Like, what am I going to do now? I mean.
Yeah, I definitely had some worries there. I mean, it was I thought I got lucky, had some quick successes, and, you know, I started fiddling around with a bunch of different technology that, you know, I could kind of do the same thing that I did with Trap Tech. And so one company approached us. They asked us to build a system. This was a company that we competed with on the trap sensor. And they had asked us, this was actually Dow AgriScience at the time, they had asked us to do a bed bug sensor. So a sensor, you know, that attracted bed bugs and that you could tell if there was a bed bug present in a hotel. And so I, you know, for a couple of years, I fumbled around with, okay, are we going to just do special development projects like this? We built out a couple other systems. And, you know, that was pretty good money, but it wasn't, we weren't really truly building a business. It was more of a development company.
Right.
And so I started building a leak detection system, teamed up with another company, and, you know, it was a difficult system to sell. And so now what we're doing is we're blending it with insurance. So we can go in, let's just say we can go into a multifamily home or apartment complex, and we can offer them a slew of things. So we can give them a leak detection system. It'll tell you if water is present, if there's a leak, and it notifies the general manager on staff. We could also install water meters to tell you so that some apartment complexes are not submetered, so the building is actually paying for that water.
Yeah.
So we're able to tell them, we're actually able to bill the end tenant for that. So we're in water now, I guess. Water and sensing.
I think it's great. I mean, we talked about the costliest thing, and I'm not an insurance guru. But it's water,
fire, yeah.
And we're in this business. We have a plumbing business. We're in remodeling construction business. So it's kind of funny we're sitting here talking. So you're working on this now. This is your project.
That's correct, yep.
You think about a multifamily situation, too. You're right. If typically, you do see 1 meter, and then the water's just kind of baked into the rent. But, I mean, yeah, I guess if one of those things leaks, I mean, you're talking about potentially losing an entire building.
Yep, not just that, too. I mean, some of these buildings are, they'll have these water damage claims, and, you know, they'll have one or two, and the insurance company will actually drop them off.
Yeah.
And so then they can't go get covered. So what we're seeing now is some of these apartment complexes, they will install our system, and we can go back to the insurance company and get them to actually be able to get insurance.
Like taking defensive driving or something to shed a point or two. I mean, it's a similar concept, right? Hey, look, I'm doing something about it. Then they're more apt to
we know
cover
a little
it.
Bit about that. Don't
we? We do.
Yeah. So Charlotte's a good place to be for this project.
Yep,
we
exactly.
have a lot of apartments coming online. A lot of people moving to Charlotte. So let me ask you one question. We'll switch gears. Did the Wealthy Barber, was that a book that you read growing up?
I have never heard of that. I've read Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Yeah, oh yeah,
yeah. Well,
which
kind
of fit into my life.
A lot about that in on the show, but I think I might have Wealthy Barber in my office. Actually,
okay.
It was another book I read when I was a teenager. That was a long time ago, Young Whippersnapper.
I'm gonna have to read that and hand it over to my dad.
Give it to your dad. Yep. I was about to say, yeah, he'd probably.
So was he a barber by trade?
I guess.
Or was
yeah,
he
just started
a businessman?
Yeah, he started out with that. He just went into, I guess, what you call it, hair school and started his own company. And I don't think he realized what he was building. And he built a really successful
that
business.
That is really cool. Well, the cool thing about Wealthy Barber is that they're in the know. They get to talk to everybody. They get everybody in their relaxing moments. And generally,
it's simple things to build wealth or to build happiness or what have you, not necessarily all monetary. How old are your kids?
My son Liam is 5 and my daughter Layla is 7.
Cool. So, yeah, so I have an 8-year-old boy and a 3-year-old boy, so they need to hang out.
That's right.
That'll be fun. Then I have 3 girls that are teenagers. So did I talk about Roland's grades?
You did.
I did.
You did. Bell curve.
I would tell ask you to tell people how to get in touch with you. I mean, can people look you up, or you incognito?
I'm on LinkedIn, but I'm off social media other than LinkedIn.
I heard that. Me 3. That's good. So they can find Colin Jackson on LinkedIn.
That's right.
Check you out. Well, cool, man. Hey, thank you for being here. It's a wonderful. You got an awesome story. It's unbelievable, really mind-blowing. Such a young man, such a bright future. I look forward to hanging out with you.
Yeah, you as well. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, you listening to At Home with Roby. Go have a wonderful day. Do the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated, and carry a smile around on you.